Warning, if you're hungry, you might want to wait till after the show to grab lunch. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, August the 13th, 2019.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
Florida Man becomes a food critic.
He gives a thumbs up to Cinnabon.
A thumbs down to mac and cheese.
And alligators call Florida Man the other white meat.
Plus a Florida Man food fight, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more.
You know, we've said that for 81 episodes now, and have we ever actually had a V-mail?
Yeah, voicemail. We've had a few. Your favorite friend Tracy left a voicemail.
That was like 9 months ago. I mean, do we need to even put that in there now if
Hey, anytime a listener wants to call our voicemail line, 567-432, whatever it is.
BR549?
No, we're not Gomer Pyle.
That was not Gomer Pyle, dumbass.
Who was it?
That was Hee-Haw.
Oh.
That was Junior Samples Carlight.
567-432-9674 is our voicemail line. If you want to leave us a message, just so Phil can get his panties out of his crotch about me putting V-mail in our intro.
All right, fine.
Anything else new going on with you this week?
No.
All right. Well, in the meantime, here's a message from another podcast that you should be listening to.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
I'm Lauren.
I am Ken.
And this is Paradise After Dark.
Dark.
Paradise After Dark is a bi-weekly podcast covering true crime,
unsolved mysteries,
missing people,
urban legends, and the dark side of the Sunshine State.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love true crime, give us a listen.
You know, every week I wait for this and nothing ever happens.
It played already. Didn't you hear it?
Oh. So one of your things that you think you for, well, I guess for 81 episodes now, you've say that you do your trivia thing. So tell us about, where are you this week, Joel?
This week I am on Wednesday nights hosting trivia by the Trivia Factory at the Brass Tap in North Naples. That's obviously in Florida. And that is from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. on Wednesday. And on Thursdays, I host the Geeks Who Drink pub quiz at Fancy Southern Cafe in Fort Myers Thursday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Both of the games are free to play and you can win food and drinks. And Phil, you joined me last week.
I did. I am a fan of Fancy Southern Cafe after having lunch there one day, and we decided to participate in said trivia.
How'd you do?
Fantastic. How did I do? Well, let's see. We were dead last.
You were the smallest team, though.
We were the smallest team. We were not by weight. We were by quantity. We were the smallest team.
But yeah, by number of team members. Yes. Yes.
We were the worst. How bad were we?
There were five teams.
There were five teams. The number one team had 78 points.
Actually, let me pull that up because it's on the website.
And let's say we didn't have that much.
I'll tell you this. The first place team got four fewer points in round eight than you did in the whole game.
See, I didn't need to know that, Joel. I do remember yelling out at the bar after in the middle of the game, I am the dumbest motherfucker in here.
Yes. That's not true.
No, it is true. I did say it.
You didn't meet the kitchen staff.
That's the ones I was trying to get to help me. Maybe that was my problem.
That could have been your problem, yeah. So, your team, Florida Man and Girl, had 32 points.
32. I thought it was 38.
Nope, 32.
32.
And,
wow.
You skipped round five, which was our visual round.
Yeah, because it was all clowns and I refused to participate in that.
And I had nothing to do with picking that out. I didn't know kind of ahead of time that you were going to be coming. But I did send you a reminder when I did find that the clown round was to be part of the quiz.
Yeah, I tore that one up.
Yeah. Phil actually refused to answer any of the questions on the clown round.
Not only because I did not want to participate in the clown round, the other reason is because I didn't know any of the answers. Not a single fucking one. I'm so damn stupid.
You need to watch more movies.
I know. But I did get the Broadway section right.
Yes.
Yes, yeah. I did.
Yeah, because you put down...
I put down Phantom for all eight.
For every answer.
For every answer, and I got one out of eight right. Hell yeah. That's called playing the odds, Joel.
You know, when you know your weaknesses...
Yep, Broadway shows is pretty much up there with classical music and art.
And reading.
Masterpieces. Books. Gotcha. Many other things. I'm really good at Trivia Pursuit on the. I can hang pretty good on the sports stuff and the sports and leisure and the. Isn't there one about drinking?
Entertainment.
No.
I think
maybe that's under leisure.
That's under leisure.
So I got one category. I'm pretty decent. Pretty decent. Not good. Not horrible. Pretty decent. Okay. That night we were the dumbest people there.
But you know what? You were not the lowest score I've ever seen.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, no.
And that's not counting people that didn't play, right? Not zero?
Right. Yeah, okay. I've had teams get, like, single digits, and they actually played every single game.
Or really?
Every single round, yeah.
And I didn't cheat.
No, you didn't cheat.
That's even worse.
It would have been worse if you did cheat.
I know.
God, I felt so stupid that night.
Well, you'll do better next time because now you know the format.
The music things was horrible. It was all rap music. It was all – I don't know none of that shit.
There was one rap song. The rest was either pop or
– I don't know, like pop shit, dude.
90s stuff, whatever.
So. Anyway, we had a really good time.
Cool.
Had a very nice drink, which I have never had before.
Oh, you had that
I asked the bartender for a – what would I ask her?
I think you said for a dessert.
Yeah, what's a good after-dinner drink?
She made you a cappuccino martini?
No, it was sort of, I guess. It had coffee liqueur martini. So she gave me one.
Mm-hmm.
And then I let my girlfriend drink it a little bit, take a taste of it, and she wouldn't give it back. So I told her, I said, can you drink here? She's like, yeah, good. Stir us up a couple more of these. Then we finished those, and then we had to get another round. And
of
I had, yeah, and, yeah, after I'd paid the tab, by the way, $65 later after dinner drinks.
Yeah.
Nice.
Plus tip.
Of course.
Well, then she ran us out. So actually, I was kind of proud of ourselves that at 10 o'clock, we closed down the bar.
You did. Yeah. Savannah 3 out, huh?
Yep. I was very excited over that. It's been a long time since I closed a bar down. Forget the fact that it was at 10 o'clock, but that's irrelevant.
It was later than 10 o'clock. I didn't leave till like quarter after. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you get in trouble?
Maybe a little.
A little bit? Yeah. Did you blame it on me?
Of course I did.
Asshole. Story number one. Florida woman busted for using hotel pool trying to charge drinks to a fake room number.
You ever tried to do that?
Well, not intentionally. I've charged.
Wait a minute. We're in 17? I thought we were in 16.
Yeah, I've tried before, but yeah, it wasn't intentional. I just forgot my room number. A 43-year-old woman has been instructed to never return to a popular Palm Beach resort after she allegedly attempted to charge drinks to a fake room number. Is it a fake room number or was it not her room?
I believe it was, she was not like even staying at the hotel.
But was it I'm in room 6.
There is no room 6.
Was it that or like I'm in room 108 and there is a 108, but that's not where she's at.
It doesn't actually say, I don't believe.
Let's go. On Monday, Laura Ann
Smith.
You know what? Every time I come across one of these, the only words that come to mind is "fuck you, Matthew from Washington State." You know, because I feel like I'm such a disappointment. He called me out on it, and every time it comes up, I'm like, I can do this, and that way I won't have to acknowledge him. And he's like, but yeah, every single story
that may or may not be intentional on my part.
That's all I can think about when I get to this. Like, damn it! Now I got to listen to Matthew from Washington State again. All right. So her name is Laura Ann Calhoun. There's too many vowels in this thing. Is this right? Is that like supposed to be Calhoun and it came up Calhoun?
That's pretty close. I believe it's German.
That doesn't help, Joel. I don't speak German. I'm going to not pronounce the A because A and E doesn't go together. Calhoun?
Sure.
Let's just call her Laura Ann. A Fort Lauderdale real estate agent spent hours drinking by the pool of the Breakers, the Palm Beach Post reports.
That's a nice hotel. You ever seen it?
I have not.
I've not stayed there because I looked it up. $600 a night. Minimum. That's their cheapest room.
That's the cheapest room?
Mm-hmm.
What do you get for that? Obviously a pool.
A bed.
A bed?
A bed, a sink, and a toilet.
And a receipt that says you stayed at the Breakers.
Yep.
When an employee asked Laura Ann for her room number in order to charge the drinks, she was unable to provide one. She also told the waitress that she had no identification on her.
Strike two.
The waitress claims she saw the woman's ID in her purse.
So she's a liar,
she's
too.
A liar.
She's a thief and a liar. Da-da-da-dum.
Da-da-da-dum. The plot thickens. I choked him on spit when I did that.
We're going to have some good outtakes this week.
According to Breakers employees, this is not the first time that Laura Ann pretended to be a guest of the hotel in order to use the resort's private pool.
You know what? I'm going to put a link to the Google Maps or the Google Earth of this hotel just so people can see how good this pool looks.
Does it have like one of those hideaway waterfall things like the Playboy Mansion used to have?
The grotto.
I don't know what they called it. I was never invited, but. It was. You're right. Yeah, was that what that was?
I think that's what, Hef called it the grotto.
All right. Eventually, Laura Ann did provide the employee with a hotel room key. However, the key was 3 years old.
So she had stayed there.
Security.
In 2016.
Yeah. In 2016, yeah. Security escorted Laura Ann off the hotel's property, then called the Palm Beach Police Department. Officers arrived at the scene.
I would have called the cops first and had them escort her off.
And found Laura Ann was in the parking lot of the hotel, coincidentally, by her 2016 blue BMW. Responding officer says she was.
2016 was a good year for Lori.
She was fucked up. Heavily intoxicated, but I'm substituting fucked up for that.
Mm-hmm.
And had slurred speech, glassy bloodshot eyes, and a strong odor of alcohol emanating from her face.
We've all been there.
I've had. Emanating from the face? I've had alcohol on my breath, but I've never had it emanating from my face.
Well, you know, sometimes you got that sweat pouring out.
Damn, that's strong. It's coming out of every orifice of your body.
Well, it's 3 o'clock in Palm Beach. It's in the summer. It's kind of hot there, so you're sweating a little bit.
But that's in the damn, that's the officers.
She had a strong odor of alcohol emanating from her face.
That's in the police report.
That's in the police report.
That is a quote.
God damn, that's fucked up.
Yes, Laura, she was.
That's what I'm saying. That is bad. She was issued a traffic violation warning and a no trespassing warning.
What the hell is the traffic violation for?
I don't know.
She was
in the parking lot.
But she was by her BMW. She was not in her BMW. Maybe she was parked in a handicap spot.
I don't know.
She sounds like the kind of bitch that would park in the handicap spot and go
drink for free.
Go drink for free and try to hang out at a pool at a hotel she's not staying at.
She was also instructed not to return to the Breakers. A representative of the Breakers reported that the incident is currently under investigation.
I bet she'll be there next weekend. Mm-hmm.
Disguised.
They've got her picture
disguised.
Up
disguised as a waitress. See, that's what you do. You disguise yourself as a waitress or waiter.
She'll put sunglasses on, tie her hair back, and put a hat on.
Yeah.
They won't recognize me.
No. And then she goes around and just starts taking people's drinks, and then she takes the drinks and goes around the corner, and, oh, they didn't bring your drink? Oh, let me go check for you.
Mm-hmm.
I should have. That's a great scheme.
That's a good idea. We gave you some ideas for Jeep Beach next year, didn't we?
I know it, yeah.
Story number two. Florida man is the alligator's favorite flavor of human. That's right. Florida's alligator population have acquired a taste for Florida men. Stay away, Phil. According to a study of bite attacks dating back to 1971, the prehistoric reptiles overwhelmingly savage men from the region as opposed to women or even male tourists. Even more interestingly, nearly three quarters of all the alligators responsible for such incidents were also male. So Florida male alligators love to eat Florida men. The study, considered the largest and most comprehensive of its kind in the United States, was conducted by Professor Adam Rosenblatt from the University of North Florida. This trend has continued consistently as Florida's alligator population increased following a recent downturn. Major injuries to victims occurred in 247 bite incidents, the study reported. I would think since 1971. That's like nearly 50 years, right?
My math ain't too good, but that's five per year.
Yeah, that's not really that many.
That's not much.
The estimated annual number of bites resulting in major injury to the victim increased from 3.5 to 7.0 during 1971 to 2014. The gender gap in those afflicted was overwhelming. Males were more frequently bitten than females, 81.4% to 18.5%.
You know, I do work in numbers. I do work in some, you know, in data and statistics and things. But you can't, there is an enormous amount of bias in just what I've read so far from what they're doing.
Well, 4-1, or even greater than 4-1.
Because the male is like that doesn't mean that he likes the men more. It means that the men were dumber than the women to get close enough. Hey, baby, watch this. Hey, go stick your hand in. But if you put a woman and a man up there and say, here, bite, you know, it's kind of like a peanut butter test or whatever, blind taste test.
So you're saying,
here, bite one. You know, which one is it? He doesn't know. It's just a hand.
So you're saying it's supply, not demand.
Yes.
The cause.
The man's more dumb. He's the dumb one to go up there and do it.
So, yeah. So the cause behind such attacks varied. 1/3 of the bites were connected to people feeding alligators. You know a guy's going to be closer to do that.
While 40, we're going to go throw it over. Here, throw it over. Gotta watch this, babe. Oh, there goes two fingers.
And she's going to throw it, and it's going to come nowhere near the alligator. So the guy's going to pick it up and go toss it to the alligator, and he's going to miss, and then he's going to walk even closer, and then the alligator's going to bite him.
He's going to bite him.
The cause behind such attacks varied. 1/3 of the bites were connected to people feeding alligators, which I just said, while 42% occurred in residential waters, such as ponds in heavily populated areas. According to the Tampa Bay Times, 30 of the bite reports came from people who encountered gators on golf courses. So I think men are more likely to be golfers too, aren't they?
More likely. I think they're, you know, I'm certainly not speaking to them. I'm certain there are some fantastic women golfers, but I think if you look around at the mass, you know, it's not 4-1 of, you look around at the people on golf courses, I guarantee there's
mostly
men would generally be assumed to be play more golf than women would.
Yeah, like 60-40.
I'm saying this is not
70-30.
I'm not even going to guess because I'm not getting yelled at. But it is got to be. This is more about proximity and
stupidity.
It's
daring.
Opportunities is better, I think.
Yeah. Okay. So we're just closer to the alligators as men. Florida men
are dumb
more
enough to go up there and get closer to them. Yes.
And the tourists, and the tourists are smart enough to stay away.
Stay away. I'm like, oh, fuck, I ain't going to. Oh, just a gate. Clunk. There goes your toe. No, so I think it's, yeah. I think there's an enormous, I think I call, you know, I don't want to dispute a professor from North Florida, University of North Florida, but I could call BS on some of this.
This is a supply side problem, not a demand problem.
The only way you could actually make this true statement is if the headline is Florida man is the alligator's favorite flavor of human. All right, well then line up 10 women, line up 10 men, and say, stick your hands out one by one and go see which one the alligator bites.
Have to have 10 tourist women and 10 tourist men.
Right. What, by smell?
So who's gonna volunteer for the control group?
That's what I'm saying. No, it's because it's sheer proximity.
Yep. Well, the study was published in the Journal of Wildlife Management, so if you want to take it up with them, that's who to write to.
Nah, it ain't worth it. Story number 3. All right, Trace, for our Spanish-speaking friends. Florida woman bit off her boyfriend's appendage.
And she's not even an alligator.
Oh, dear. Why do you make me read these? Police say a fight between a Florida woman and her child's father, her baby daddy,
yep,
led to her biting off a piece of his finger. Oh, thank God. I thought it was going to be something else.
That headline was kind of ambiguous, like, wasn't it?
That's fucked up. She bit off his finger. According to the Pasco County Sheriff's Office, 39-year-old Yesenia willfully and intentionally chomped off a bit of his thumb. The pair were living together and share a child.
Do they just pass it back and forth, or is...
No. They share... Oh, yes, I guess so. All right, you take him now.
Well, we live together, so the kid's going to stay in the same room.
She didn't stop there. Cops say she continued to punch, kick, and hit him in the stomach.
She was upset for some reason.
I'm sensing anger here, or frustration. Authorities also say the children, plural, who lived there saw the whole thing and pointed police to the missing digit.
So the kids ratted her out. At least she didn't take it with her this time.
She chewed it off and spit it out. Do you know how hard you would have to bite a finger to sever the bone and ligament to
Yeah.
Is it even possible?
Oh, I'm sure it's possible if it's not your finger.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Damn. She was angry. She was upset about something.
Yeah. I'm sensing hostility.
A little bit.
The male victim has not been identified.
I bet he's her boyfriend.
While that victim was being taken to a nearby urgent care clinic, she allegedly took off in a van before authorities caught up with her.
She tried to run.
She was arrested and charged with aggravated battery. Bond was set at $100.
$100.
$100.
Wasn't a pecker.
$100 is what a thumb is worth?
Yep, and they didn't charge her with burglary because she spit it out on the floor.
$100 is all you get charged for? You bit my thumb off and she's out on $10 for the bail bondsman?
No, I think the $100 was the part for the bail bondsman. It must have been a...
Really? It says bond was at $100.
Yeah. $10.
That's it?
Damn.
That's how much... All right. Bail is set at... $100.
I got $10 worth of change in the floorboards of my Jeep.
She kicked his ass and then bit his damn thumb off, and it ain't worth but $100.
That's adding insult to injury for the victim. That's wrong.
I wouldn't want to be identified either. Food fight! Now it's time for our weekly
Florida Man Food Fight.
Yes, this week a Florida woman was busted.
You like the way I did that? I just made that up all on the spot.
That's the second time you've done that.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
And you actually were the one that sent me this story this week.
I did?
Yeah. Florida. It was late at night, so you're probably drunk. Florida woman busted over meat and potatoes beef.
I did not send you this.
Yeah.
No. Oh, smoking.
Oh.
No, I did not.
No,
either.
You didn't. It was the other.
Somebody owes me an apology.
I apologize. You did not send this to me. You didn't do anything. No. Angered with the way her boyfriend, quote, cut the meat and potatoes for their dinner, unquote, a Florida woman punched her beau in the face and then spit at him, according to a police report detailing the alleged domestic battery.
So he was just trying to cut her meat for her?
She didn't like the way he cut the meat and the potatoes.
How do you cut it wrong?
Against the grain? I don't know. Or with the grain? Who the fuck knows? This is a crazy bitch. Kimberly Jean Carroll, age 55, was arrested last night following a confrontation in the Ellenton residence she shares with the victim. Cops described Carroll as the man's, quote, live-in girlfriend of 5 years, unquote. When sheriff's deputies responded to the couple's home, the victim reported that Carroll was arguing with him about how he cut the meat and potatoes for their dinner. The verbal dispute turned physical, cops charged, when Carroll, quote, struck the victim in the face with a closed fist one time. She just popped him right in the fucking nose. Carroll then proceeded to spit in the direction of the victim, cops allege. The victim, who declined medical treatment, told police that he did not want Carroll to be arrested and declined to prepare an affidavit describing the incident. Carroll was arrested on a misdemeanor domestic battery charge and booked into the county jail in advance of an initial court appearance today. The police report does not detail how the victim cut the meat and potatoes or what Carroll's specific beef was with the way her meal was sliced.
You know what? I'm going out on a limb here.
Okay.
I think cutting the meat and the potatoes had absolutely nothing to do with this.
You think she was pissed about something else?
This is just what they said. This is the last thing they said.
This was the straw that broke the camel's back.
I don't think this had anything to do with it, and we don't know near about what the rest of the story is.
She was mad about something else. Story number 4, Florida man hit his girlfriend with a door during an argument over a video game. A lover's quarrel turned extremely physical in Vero Beach, Florida on Friday evening. According to a police report from the Indian River County Sheriff's Office, deputies responding to a domestic disturbance call made contact with a, quote, agitated individual outside the house.
Agitated.
The man,
one time I've used the word agitated like that was like for a washing machine.
Yeah, I was just thinking that it's got the agitator in the middle.
Right.
The man, later identified as George Stubbs, explained that he and his live-in girlfriend had gotten into a, quote, heated argument over a video game. You ever get into an argument over a video game?
I wouldn't call it an argument. I've gotten into altercations over it, but not an argument.
What kind of altercation? Were you on, like, Xbox and yelling at some 14-year-old?
No, that's different. Yeah, I've done that before.
Calling you the N-word?
Yeah. No, mine has been playing Wii when Wii first came out, and you're doing tennis, and you get banged in the back of the head by your whoever you're playing against, trying to do a forehand slam, and they hit you in the back of the head with the controller.
Yeah, you got to have a big living room for Wii tennis.
Yeah, I will kick some ass. I have dominated in this house. The kids all think they can come out. Oh, let's play. Let's play. All right, we'll play.
Does that make you feel good?
I spanked their ass sideways on Wii.
Kicking a 9-year-old's ass at Wii tennis.
Fucking A. Fuck yeah, get you some of that. That just happened.
I have thrown an original Nintendo Entertainment System controller at my little brother more than once when we were kids.
No, I don't think I've ever gotten it. Now, I've got pissed over people in the game on online stuff.
The alleged victim, the 18-year-old said as the fight escalated, his girlfriend began to, quote, get in his face, unquote, and slap his arm. So he was beating her and she was pissed, right?
She was beating him, going, hey, how you like
she
that
shit? She was taunting him like you were taunting the 9-year-old.
She was talking shit to him.
The alleged victim, who was, quote, hysterical and fearful, unquote, read the report, told officers a different version of the fight. She said she did not initiate the argument and that Stubbs became angry when she would not pay attention to him while she was playing the game. The woman said he grabbed her, threw her on the bed, yelling, "What the fuck is wrong with you?" Stubbs then got up from the bed, tore the closet door off the hinges, and threw it at her, hitting her mouth, said the complaint. So he went full beast mode.
So she was playing.
She was playing and not paying attention
to
him.
He wanted her to pay attention. Look, we need to talk. Not now, babe. I'm doing this. Not now.
Either that, or they were playing a game together, and he was trying to give her some strategy that they could work together, and she wasn't having it. Like, they were playing Mario Brothers, and he was like, let me hit this, and you get the mushroom.
He needed to talk to her, and they needed to have a conversation or something, and she wouldn't pay attention to it.
Right. Officers observed a large white closet door weighing between 40 and 50 pounds lying on the floor of the bedroom where the victim said the attack occurred. There were also splintered pieces of the door littered about the scene. When asked why he threw the door at his girlfriend, Stubbs replied, "I was getting mad, and she wouldn't leave me alone." The victim had swelling and a laceration on her lip, consistent with her statement. Officers observed no injuries on Stubbs. So the Florida man was arrested on a charge of aggravated battery, and he remains behind bars at the Indian River County Jail on $10,000 bond. So if you throw a closet door at a woman,
it's $10,000.
It's $10,000. If you bite somebody's fucking thumb off, it's $100.
$100.
There's something wrong. That ain't right.
Joel, I'm going to agree with you there. Story number 5. Florida man throws a rock through Wendy's window because he wanted Cinnabons.
At least it wasn't an alligator.
He does know that they don't sell Cinnabon at Wendy's, right?
They used to.
Did they?
Yeah. It was a short time thing.
A Florida man really wanted his Cinnabon. Now, we're talking about Cinnabon. The only place I ever get Cinnabon is at the airport. You know, you're talking those big, massive.
Well, no, they've got different products. They've got the Cinnabon minis, that you can get. It's like, Yeah, they're like silver dollar size the ones I really like are they're like donut holes, but they've got that Cinnabon cream on the inside. You can get those at, Taco Bell, I believe.
I did not realize you were such an aficionado of an expert on the location of where Cinnabons are sold, Joel.
I like cinnamon. It's my second favorite flavor behind chocolate for desserts.
Okay. Thank you for sharing.
Third is caramel, in case you were wondering.
I was not, but I appreciate you clearing that up. When he learned that the Wendy's restaurant on Duval Street in Key West no longer sells the sweet, delicious Cinnabon rolls, the 19-year-old took matters into his own hands in protest. Dustin Riley Tyler, Dustin Riley Tyrell.
I gave you an easy one for this one.
And I still screwed it up. Grabbed a grapefruit-sized rock. That's a big rock. And smashed one of the windows at the restaurant, according to the rest report. When a passerby asked him why he broke the window, he said they don't sell Cinnabons anymore.
That's a good reason.
Yes, Tyrell, listed as a carpenter from Key Largo, was arrested on a felony charge of weapons offense.
What, the rock is a weapon?
And a felony charge of criminal damage. Replacing the window will cost $2,500, the Wendy's owner told police.
Bullshit.
The rock was taken into evidence while Tyrell was jailed at the Stock Island Detention Center. On Monday, he remained in jail on a $15,000 bond.
These bonds just keep going up and up. You throw a door.
Felony.
You throw a door at a woman. $10,000.
$10,000.
You throw a rock at a window, not even a person, $15,000.
$15,000. And you bite their thumb off.
$10,000. $10.
$100.
Well, $100. Well, $10 to get yourself out. But there's no way a fucking window cost $2,500 to replace.
Maybe it was a big window.
Well, it wasn't like hurricane proof because.
Well, the rock would have bounced off and hit him.
Yeah, the rock would have bounced off and hit him.
He knocked himself out. That would have been a whole other Florida man story.
Yeah, but $2,500 window. I think the owner of that Wendy's is trying to get an upgrade on his windows for that price. This one's rock proof.
Boing.
Story number 6. Florida man choked his adult daughter for making mac and cheese.
I like mac and cheese.
So do I. I don't.
Girls make it all the time for me.
A Florida man is accused of strangling his daughter after she made macaroni and cheese, police say. According to Action News Jax, the Columbia County Sheriff's Office arrested Dale Lawrence Irwin, age 37, on Tuesday, authorities said. Police were dispatched to the Sundial Place Apartments at 9:21 p.m. after a report of domestic violence situation, according to the report. When police arrived, Irwin's alleged girlfriend said that he woke up and began yelling at his daughter for cooking, authorities said. The alleged girlfriend said that Irwin began breaking plates, according to police. Then, as his daughter was sitting in a recliner chair, Irwin grabbed her by the neck and began strangling her, the woman told police. Irwin's daughter was gasping for air, according to the report. When Irwin's daughter left the apartment and tried to drive away, Irwin stabbed the front tire of the vehicle. Irwin told her if police were called that he was not going to come out of the apartment, the report said. Police could not make contact with Irwin, and an entry team was formed to gain access into the apartment.
They call it in SWAT.
Yep. Or at least the guys with the thing to break down the door, that battering ram. Once inside, Irwin was found in the shower and would not come out. Police had to assist Irwin to the ground and place him in handcuffs, according to the report. So
you're going to get tased,
You're wet and naked.
I know.
And I guarantee when you're wet, that taser is 10 times worse. Irwin was then placed under arrest on domestic battery by strangulation charges and transported to the Columbia County Detention Facility, police said. Another naked Florida man.
He snapped. Damn. That's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, please subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to Florida Men.
Like us and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are at Florida Men Pod.
Got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover? Send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674. And we did get this email this week. The subject was, it may be possible. Here's the body of the email. I was listening to Beards, Booze, and Bacon. That sounds like a good show.
Oh, I like that.
I'm going to have to check that one out. Who was talking to the guys from Drizzly, a marketplace that pulls real-time stock data from local stores and will deliver beer, wine, and spirits to your home. It looks like they have a footprint in Cape Coral. So if the podcast is recorded in their delivery area, it could be possible for Phil to have his Tito's delivered and never run out.
No shit.
I look forward to the show every week. Thank you both for covering idiots and the messed up, nonsensical things they do.
Oh, wait. Go back. All right.
Katie in Oregon. And
Drizzly. Phil,
Drizzly. I did.
Did you research it?
I did.
And?
They do not cross the bridge.
What?
They're in Cape Coral. They are not yet in Fort Myers.
So how does this thing work? So they take inventory of your house and like it's like a subscription to liquor?
No. So basically you just go on their website, and if your address is within their delivery area, they will send somebody to the liquor store, buy the liquor, and bring it to you. Obviously, you pay them a little bit of a markup, but
no.
Yep.
No.
But not here.
Why didn't we think of this?
Because I don't want to be driving around.
Yeah, I don't want to drive with everybody. Yeah, drink. I mean,
bringing other people booze.
Other people booze. Yes. Yeah. I read somewhere that there was. Where was it? It was an article that said, the percentage is wrong, so don't quote me on it. I want to say it was like 20% of all drivers who deliver food have tasted the food. Will eat your food.
I saw that, and I believe the percentage was higher. But yeah,
was it?
It was a survey of like Uber Eats.
They'll eat your food.
Well, they. If you don't arrive to the drop off location, or if you don't come out when they ping you, they have 5 minutes, and then after 5 minutes, they can leave and keep your food.
Really?
Yep. And you still got to pay for it. No refund.
We ordered one from Uber Eats a couple weeks ago, and they delivered to the ones across the street.
They took it to your neighbors instead of yours? Neighbors.
Yeah. Luckily, they weren't home, so we went over and stole it off their porch and brought it back over here.
Oh, they left it on the porch?
Yeah. They didn't even deliver it. They just left it on the screened-in porch.
What a dumbass. They could have kept the food.
No, then I would have gone hungry.
True. But, yeah, Drizzly is not yet available here in Fort Myers.
Really?
Yet.
I might have to look into that.
Yep.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you, Katie.
You made my night. If you would like to... I wonder if they deliver weed. I don't smoke weed, but, I mean, is that...
I don't believe that's something that is online yet. I believe you guys.
Imagine if you could order Tito's and a brownie.
Maybe in California.
Colorado, maybe?
Colorado, yeah. Not here in Florida yet.
If you would like to support the show financially, you can drop something in our online tip jar at paypal.me/floridaman. Or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridaman. Or you can send us something from our Amazon wish list. The link is we're back to the Amazon wish list.
Yes, and I wanted to put that in there because JP, our listener who is from Naples.
Okay.
He sent us some stuff.
As in us. Do you mean us or you?
Well, it is in my possession.
What did we get?
So that cable that we used earlier to talk to South Carolina Public Radio guys, that cable came from JP. That was on our wish list. Thank you, JP. And actually, let me – I think I've got the other thing in my bag. Why don't you read through the rest of these while I go look for it?
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, how come we didn't talk about this? There's nothing to read.
Yeah,
you're next.
Read my part.
I'm not reading your part. No, I'm not reading your part. And I can't skip it. I want to be involved in the.
Just a second.
I want to be involved of the with the Amazon wish list.
Don't worry, you will be. We'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally. They are Colin, Koneth, David, Erica, Heather, and Josh,
woo-hoo!
Jessica, Katie, Kurt, Long Since Past Podcast, Matt, Matthew, Nicole, One Foot in the Grave Podcast, Paradise After Dark Podcast, Roxanne, Stephanie, Tiffany #CallMeTiff, Travis, and our newest patron. The Coasties.
The Coasties?
The Coasties. That's Dana, who has submitted several stories to us.
Thank you very much. You know, I remember we've had the same somewhat lineup, the closing notes here for a while. And the Patreon piece used to take a lot less time.
Yeah.
And actually, we didn't even have one for a long time until our first, right?
Yes, Heather was the first.
And now it's, you know, anyway, the bottom line, just thank you guys so much. And we appreciate y'all so much for listening and for contributing this. This has gotten bigger than we ever thought we ever would. So this is awesome. Thank you so much.
Yes, we appreciate it.
This program is provided for informational use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Man Podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Don't take medical advice from a podcast. And do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed with a bitten off thumb.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man. And Tracy can kiss my ass.
And what JP sent us was something we talked about a long time ago that we added to the...
Is it the fart smell?
It is liquid ass.
Did I spray that in here? Uh-uh. Let me see it.
Oh, you don't need to see it.
I don't smell nothing.
Oh, God.
Oh. I don't smell it.
Smells like dog shit.
I don't smell it.
Here, give it here.
I'm not going to walk through it because I'll stink all night.
Don't spray it at me.
Oh, wait. Oh, God. Oh, that's nasty.
Oh.
Who put the...
Liquid ass?
Liquid ass. Thanks, JP.
Oh, fuck.
God damn, Joe, put the fan
Jesus
on.
Christ. We got to do the Patreon story, too. Oh, that's God.
Oh, I can taste it.
Oh.
Oh,
I had my mouth open and everything.
Oh, get your girlfriend in here.
Oh.
Why? to share the pain.
Y'all have a great week.
Oh. Oh, fuck.
Liquid ass?
Liquid ass.
Oh.
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 Ha ha ha!
motherfucker.
Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid. He's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can. He lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. He's Florida man. Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid. He's a Florida man. Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him. He's a Florida